Today, House Speaker Paul Ryan said that requests from congressional Republicans for information about the FBI informant who gathered information on the Trump campaign are wholly appropriate.
Frankly, I was a little surprised we didn't get this stuff earlier. So I do think it's appropriate in the context of the legitimate Intelligence Committee investigation that this information be provided to Congress. If it isn't, then we have a huge gap in our investigation.
Let's back up. On Sunday, President Trump demanded that the Justice Department investigate whether the FBI informant surveilled his campaign, and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein agreed to expand an existing investigation. Yesterday, Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray met with the president and agreed to another demand that they allow congressional Republicans see classified documents about the investigation. Rick Klein is political director for ABC News. Rick, so we have President Trump asking for an investigation into his campaign. Yesterday, legal expert Jeffrey Toobin said he had the right to do that, but now also pressuring Justice Department officials to release classified documents. Put this in context.
I think this is significant for two reasons that I can think of. One is that this does cross a line. It's a line that had been drawn before, and it blurs it entirely, where the president is now actively engaged in directing the Department of Justice where to go. Maybe not a surprise with President Trump, but still something that no previous president is known to have done. And secondly, it does mean there's now an investigation of the investigators, and it means that the Department of Justice will be looking at the genesis of the Russia investigation, any kind of political motivations, and even some now unfounded things the president is talking about regarding potential spies being implanted in the campaign. So there, talk about witch hunts. This could go in all sorts of directions, and it does get the president what he wants in terms of investigation, and also a distraction away from the crux of what Robert Mueller is investigating,
which was whether or not there was collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. And everyone is pretty much agreed that the Russians were trying to influence the campaign. But you talked about, you know, the spy aspect. There are those who are supporting President Trump's claim that this was a spy in the campaign, others who say it was the FBI doing its work. One of the Trump aides who interacted with the informant was reportedly Carter Page, who'd long been on the FBI radar for his ties to Russia. Then there was George Papadopoulos, who reportedly drunkenly told an Australian diplomat at a bar that Russians had dirt on Hillary Clinton, including emails. When the emails came out, the Aussies told the FBI an informant contacted Papadopoulos. Where might this cross over into something more sinister than the FBI speaking to or contacting somebody? What are the questions Republicans have about the informant?
Well, one big question is, who activated the informant? Was this someone who was recruited? Was it someone who volunteered for the position, so to speak? Was it someone who was known through any kind of political connections that it could essentially try to entrap people inside the Trump operation? In some ways, there's nothing surprising about the FBI, Department of Justice, using informants. They do so all the time. That's part of how you activate an investigation. It's part of how you engage an investigation. But getting to the genesis of it and what initially caught the interest of investigators, and then how they would have used any potential informants, what kind of marching orders they were given, who they were reporting to, all those are questions that Republicans are going to want to have answered.
Well, it was Devin Nunes, chair of the House Intelligence Committee, who demanded these documents a month ago. He threatened to hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt if he didn't get them. Now he's going to see at least some of them. Will Democrats be able to see these documents as well? Chuck Schumer has been screaming bloody murder that they should.
That's the big question right now, is do Democrats on the Intelligence Committee or in leadership get to look at the documents as well? It's pretty extraordinary that the Department of Justice would arrange for this meeting with the president and potentially his top aides, and only Republican members of the Intelligence Committee, in addition to Department of Justice officials, all being convened that way. A lot of folks have made the reference to the Bill Clinton Loretta Lynch tarmac meeting, where there's no evidence of anything substantive being discussed in the midst of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. This, though, is just being advertised as a meeting, and Democrats definitely want to be part of it and want to have an opportunity to see whatever documents are being shared with Republicans.
It's worth noting, too, that all of this that was going on, concern about Russian ties with at least seven people on the Trump campaign, all of it was kept secret by the FBI during the campaign. But what is the next step? Do we know when this will all take place?
We don't. And there's some logistics to get worked out. And there's also a question as to whether this is going to be adequate to fulfill the demands of Republicans in Congress. In some sense, they may keep asking for things over and over again. And this may actually be an attempt by the Department of Justice to not share all of the information that's out there. They say it could compromise sources and methods. It is a really intricate dance. And again, it all seems to distract from the central issue. And that, I think, is where this goes into the realm of politics. You have Rudy Giuliani talking about the Mueller investigation. You have the president tweeting his directions here. We don't know where Mueller is in terms of his time frame. Mm-hmm. We don't know how far he's gone or where he's going. We know there's a whole lot of noise around the edges.
Yeah. Rick Klein, political director for ABC News. Thank you, Rick.
Hey, thank you.